Schreiner comes up with it, gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass, way up.
Gonna be good.
Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Williams, they lob it to Burr, no backside help, the layup is there. Peyton Burr with a good catch and score, 5 1/4, 14 in the game.
Some of the area's best high school basketball teams are paired against the state's best in today's 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. All the excitement is coming up next, but first to do your Tech Team pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Game three of the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll have Class A's Grand Island, obviously playing in their home white uniforms, taking on the undefeated team in Class B, the number one team in Class B, Elkhorn South. The Storm come in a perfect 19-0 on the season. Grand Island has to try to get the taste of a tough loss to Lincoln Northeast out of the mouth from last night as the Islanders now fall to 4-15 on the season. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Let's check our starters. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors. That'll be Elkhorn South. They'll start Josh Albers, who is a 6'1 senior, averaging a little bit over 6 points a ball game. Matt Thomas, a senior at 6'1. He's averaging 18 a game. Johnny Trubud, 6'2 and averaging 16.3 points per ball game as a junior. John Weiling, 6'4 as a senior. He's averaging 5.5 points. And J.J. Zumbrennan, 5'11, senior guard, averaging 12 points per ball game. For Grand Island, it'll be Pierce Allman, a 6'2 junior, starting with Tanner Shuck, who is averaging 6'2 on the season. Ben Witkowski as a senior guard at 6'1. Trevor Wadaleski, who is 6'4 and a senior. Joel Biles, 6'7. And a senior. Your starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And the ball is in the air, and we are underway here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, and the opening tip is going to be controlled by Elkhorn South. So the Storm bring in the offensive zone, and they'll kick it here on the top of the circle as they get the ball to Trueblood. Trueblood works it around. Here's Albers. And again, on that left side, drive, shot, no good, but there is a foul called. Great strong drive there by Johnny Trueblood, and Trueblood on the way in is a hit on the arm. And so our first foul of the ball game will go against Grand Island. And Trueblood will step the line to shoot two, and his free throw back the iron and no good. He's a 62% free throw shooter. And Joel Bile with the foul. That's his first foul of the ball game. So Trueblood from the free throw line goes 1 out of 2. And our first point of the game belongs to Elkhorn South. Islanders kick it around the perimeter. And they'll get it off here. Shuck had it momentarily. Now top of the circle is Witkowski. Witkowski is picked up there. Man-to-man goes Elkhorn South at the moment. A little penetration here as the handoff by Morrow. And the left side, Witkowski, his jumper is no good. Long outlet pass, and then a shot up will not fall for South in transition as they missed the two, but then was able to pull down that offensive rebound, and a loose ball is going to be picked up here by the Islanders. They were trying to work it up court very quickly, and the Islanders nearly turned the ball over. Still 1-0 here. We've only played 1 minute of the ball game. Pulling up for a quick jumper on the top of the circle and hitting it is going to be Witkowski. And so Witkowski with his first 2 points of the game, as they did a nice job of working it around, and now he'll pull down the rebound after the miss by Elkhorn South, essentially in transition. Strong drive on the inside, won't fall, but there is a foul going to be whistled on the Storm, as driving in after he got his hands on the basketball is going to be Witkowski, as he went coast to coast after pulling down that rebound, and now he's going to go lined and shoot a couple. The foul is going to be whistled on Hardy here for Elkhorn South. And the free throw is up and good here for Witkowski. Witkowski's second free throw. That one will not fall. And the rebound is taken out of there by Elkhorn South. Snagging the bound there is going to be Alberts. So Josh Alberts pulls down the rebound, and here's Trueblood in the offensive zone. They'll set a screen on the right side. Zumbrennan is going to fire the three. It is no good. And rebound by the Islanders. It's Morrow who pulls down the rebound. And he'll get the ball back out here for Pierce Allman. Allman loses it off of those gold shoes and will work around the perimeter as Morrow is able to come up with a loose ball. The kick on the right side. The three by the Islanders, no good, and we got a foul. It's going to be whistled on Grand Island on the rebound. And it's on Machol Chol here for the Islanders. So he's called for his first foul of the game. And Chol Beal is going to check in for him. And so around, we work the basketball on the baseline. Strong drive here for Elkhorn South. A nice little floater here by Alberts. And Alberts is able to stroke it in. And we are tied at three. Played about a minute and a half. And the Islanders get it to Allman. Allman's got it top of the circle. Elkhorn South going man-to-man. They've done that almost exclusively here. Witkowski will work it on the right side here for Shuck. And off of a screen, they get it to Allman. He's going to fire a three. No good. And we've got a hell ball. It was originally pulled down by Elkhorn South, but then able to tie it up was going to be Jacob Morrow. The Islanders will get possession of the basketball here. So really, in a sense, because of the alternating possession rule, Jacob Morrow pulled down a rebound here for the Islanders. So we're tied at three. They'll work it in the lane on the inbounds play. A little floater by Morrow won't fall. And we've got a whistle as the ball goes out of bounds. So Morrow with a nice little look there. Couldn't quite come up with a rebound. That was last touched by the Storm, so the Islanders will inbound. They'll toss it between the circles to Witkowski. Witkowski going to drive, dump, and a nice catch there by Chol Beal. And he's able to lay it up and in. So he's got 2 points and in transition. South will pull up a quick jumper. It's no good. And they're last to touch as it goes out of bounds. Zumbrennan very quickly in transition. Couldn't come up with the ball. And Grand Island Senior High will pull down that rebound in a sense as it goes out of bounds off of the Storm. We played 3 minutes, and inbounding the ball here is going to be Morrow. Morrow will throw it off of the Storm player and out of bounds. Stepping in there is Whaling. And so the Islanders will inbound it again. They lead it 5-3, and they'll inbound it to number three, Tanner Shuck. Shuck working in some pressure here by Thomas. Shuck has it in the offensive end, and he'll give it on that right side, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Storm. That's Trueblood, who was trying to say it went off of Allman, but the official not buying it, so it'll be inbounded at the end of the Elkhorn South bench. Elkhorn South won in Nebraska City last night by 40. They have really lit it up this season. Here's a three-pointer. Up and good for Pierce Allman. Allman will stroke it in. I didn't think he was that open, but he was able to pull up, just straight up, and drain a three-pointer well behind the arc. Backdoor cut. Knocked loose by Grand Island Senior High. They still get the shot off. Witkowski's going to pull up the rebound. He's going to drive. It's off the glass, and it won't fall. But he will head to the free-throw line. Witkowski was able to pull down that rebound and was able to just drive. Nobody shut him off, so he was able to attack the basket. Zumbrennan's going to be whistled for the foul here for Elkhorn South. And so Witkowski will go to the free throw line. He hits the first two free throws, makes it now 9-3 with 4:25 to go here in quarter number one. And the second free throw is also good. So the Islanders have a 7-point lead. They lead it by a touchdown, 10-3, and directing traffic here for the Storm is going to be Alberts. They work it around the perimeter. Now the penetration on that left side. True Blood on the way in before he can put up the shot. There's going to be a hold called here on the Islanders. And that'll be on Lane Ewing. That's his first. Storm will inbound it. Driving, here is Thomas. Thomas is shut off very nicely by that man-to-man defense by the Islanders. And now back in the lane, Thomas has it, pulls up a 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound is tipped back to him, and he'll hit the jumper. Tipped out to Thomas, and he was able to make the putback after he was not fortunate enough to make it a little bit earlier. Allman will try a fadeaway three. It hung on the rim and no good. Snagging the rebound, and in transition is Whaling. And they'll work it inside. A little ball fake here by Trueblood. He's going to kick it out. And then some penetration. We're going to have a hold whistled on the Islanders here. That's before he could put up the shot. That'll be on number 33. Ewing. And so he picked up two quick fouls here. And so the Storm will inbound it. 10-5. Islanders with the lead. Elkhorn South with the ball, driving, floating, and missing is going to be Trueblood. Trueblood missed the shot, and it's rebounded there by Seth Roberg, who came in just a moment ago. So Roberg was able to come up with the basketball, and now they'll enter it in, will the Islanders, and they'll kick it right back out. Roberg had his hands on it and then was shut off, so Allman now will reset the offense. He's going to drive, spin, float, shoot, miss, rebounded inside, bucket up is up and good by Joel Beil. So Beal was able to put in that putback. And the ball knocked loose. It goes all the way across midcourt and nearly stolen away by a hustling Jacob Morrow. Morrow couldn't quite track it down. He knocked it loose, but then it kind of ran out of real estate as he crossed midcourt trying to get the basketball back. So Elkhorn South will maintain the possession here. And it's Thomas who will bring in the offensive zone. They give it off on that right side for Justin Costello, who checked in during the stoppage. Costello has it back, top of the circle, will work around the perimeter, skip pass, now penetration here by Chad Carlos. And Carlos, on the way to the basket, is fouled, and they're going to say he was in the act. He was driving, and the foul came just as he was beginning his shot. So he's going to be shooting a couple. And the foul is going to be on one of Wadalevich here for Grand Island Senior High. And again, at the line, shooting two, Chad Carlos. Carlos' first free throw was up and good. His second one hangs on the rim. It is no good. Rebound out there by the Islanders. That's going to be Morrow. And Morrow will kick it up ahead. Wadalevich will work it back around. They get it in for Joel Beil. Beil's spin move. Shot's a little bit strong. Rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Islanders. So Grand Island Senior High has a 6-point lead here. 12-6 with 2:24 to go. And it will be Elkhorn South basketball. Presenting sponsors of our coverage of Heartland Hoops Classic brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Tom's DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers. The Storm going to drive all the way to the basket. They get the foul as well. They lay it up and in. Strong drive by Matt Thomas. Thomas just found a little seam and was able to blow past the defense, and he'll hit the shot, and we'll see whether or not he can hit the free throw as he's got the and one. The foul is going to be on Morrow. That'll be his first. Now 12-8. Islanders have led throughout in this one, and the free throw is up and good. So Thomas with the three-point play to make it a three-point game. And Witkowski will get the inbounds here from Morrow. Kowski's going to drive, Bounce it on the baseline. A little ball fake here for Wadalevich. He's going to float, scoop, and score. Strong drive there, and then the steal by the Islanders. So the Islanders come up with an errant pass, and tracking it down is going to be Wachowski. And so the Islanders, who have led throughout this game, have possession of the ball game. A little penetration here by Wachowski, and yeah, they're going to call him just as he made the catch of having a little hesitation move when he got the basketball, and he'll be called for the walk. Minute 37 to go here at the Heartland Event Center, quarter number one, where Grand Island Senior High leads top-ranked and undefeated Elkhorn South 14-9. And three-pointer missed here for South, and on the rebound, we're going to have foul whistled on the Storm. So Josh Albert's called for the foul, trying to track down the rebound. And the Islanders will get it. Wachowski faces not much pressure as he runs up the sideline here. They were trying to have a little bit of full court pressure. We're going to have a reach on South. That will go against Justin Costello. His first, and now that's going to be six as a team. Excuse me, four as a team against Elkhorn South. The Islanders have been called for six. So we're getting close to both teams being in the bonus, and we still have a minute 18 to go in quarter number one. Both teams being a little handsy here in the early stages. Chuck will get the inbounds, works around the perimeter to Wachowski. Wachowski will give it. Now looking inside is Pierce Allman. Now Allman will step up, fire a three, and he hits the three. Pierce Allman strokes in the three-pointer, and Nehal has 6 points in the game. He's hit two shots from about the same area as he's hit the two threes that the Islanders have had here. Final minute of the first quarter. They work it inside on the baseline. Now kicking it out is Hardy. They'll get it out, three-pointer, and that's going to be up and good for Justin Costello. So Costello will hit the three, and it's now 17-12. 30 seconds to go. Long pass that's tipped. Wachowski's able to come up with it. He had to go up high to make the catch. They'll get it out to Morrow. Morrow's going to drive, takes it all the way to the baseline, flips it inside. Joel Beil loses the basketball, but is able to track it back down. He'll kick it out here for Morrow. Morrow will reset the offense, giving it to Shuck. And we're going to have a little extra step here for the Islanders. That'll be another turnover on Grand Island Senior High. Unofficially, I have the Islanders for two turnovers, also two turnovers on Elkhorn South. A lot of fouls, but other than that, it's been pretty cleanly played as both teams have taken pretty good care of the ball. Drive here for South. That's Trueblood. Trueblood missed it. Got his own rebound. Puts up the shot. He is fouled, and he'll head to the line. So Johnny Trueblood missed the shot and could not get the putback to fall. And Joel Beil is going to be whistled for the foul. So we'll have a couple of free throws coming up here, and the first one is up and good for Johnny Trueblood. So he makes the first of two. And Trueblood on the season, a 62% free throw shooter. That's pretty easy math when you're 62 of 100. It's missed. Rebound. Kicked out. Three at the buzzer and no good. It was saved by Hardy into the hands of Costello. And the 6-foot-tall freshman couldn't hit the shot. So we'll head to the second quarter with Grand Island Senior High leading Elkhorn South 17-13. We're back after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Elkhorn South with the basketball to start quarter number two. They trail it, but driving, shooting, and off the iron. It's no good here for True Blood. True Blood couldn't get the shot to fall, and Jacob Morrow is able to pull down another rebound. So Islanders have it, and they'll lose the basketball. It's knocked out of their possession and off the legs of Beal and out of bounds. So a turnover here for the Islanders. Neither team scores on their first possession of the second quarter. Score remains 17-13. The Storm have their pass knocked out of bounds on that left wing. Good hands there by Jacob Morrow. Morrow's played very, very well. He's got some rebounds and has looked pretty darn good offensively. Elkhorn South will inbound it. They're going to skip it up ahead here into the corner. And now they'll give it top of the circle. Driving Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood will kick on the right side here for Zumbrennan. Zumbrennan playing catch with Trueblood. And now again, they'll toss it on that right side. That's Zumbrennan to Trueblood here. And now entry pass inside the lane. Bucket's good for Josh Alberts. They kind of kept opening things up here. And Alberts gets the nice little pass from Trueblood. And that was an easy bucket. 17-15. And now Grand Island Senior High has turned the ball over. They're dribbling on that baseline, just lost control of it. Again, they had a tough loss last night against Lincoln Northeast, 68-65. And last night, the Storm here won 80-40 in Nebraska City. So that's a pretty good amount of driving that they've got to do. From Nebraska City to Elkhorn to now here at Grand Island Heartland Event Center. We're going to have a reaching foul that's called on Witkowski. And so Elkhorn South is heading to the free throw line. And the free throw up and is no good here for Trueblood, as Trueblood misses the front end of the 1-1. And with the basketball here is going to be Pierce Almond. Almond on the dribble. And the ball knocked loose, stolen away. Nice defense there by Johnny Trueblood. So Trueblood is able to make the steal. Ball fake, a pass on the inside. And when they got in the air, Josh Alberts just waited for everybody to land and was able to take it off glass. And we are now tied at 17. So tied at 17, Shucks got the basketball here for the Islanders. He'll get it left side for Witkowski. Witkowski gives it inside. Nice pass to Shuck. Shuck takes it off glass. A little bit too strong. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by Beal. Grand Island Senior High had a pretty good look at it there. It was contested, no question about it. But that was a good pass and a good opportunity here for the Islanders. We're tied at 17. With it is Zumbrennan. Zumbrennan gave it away, now gets it back. Ball fake, now he'll drive. He'll take it off glass, and he'll score. Zumbrennan with the bucket. And give credit on the inside here for Trueblood, who kept backing in his defender and really made an open lane for the drive. Three-pointer on the right wing for the Islanders. Will not fall here for Almond. And the long pass after Albers got the rebound, and he'll get it up ahead for an easy bucket for Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood is able to bank it in. Timeout Islanders. They trail it 21-17 with 5:14 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Jacob Morrow to inbound here for the Islanders. And they're facing some full court pressure. They get it in the hands of Witkowski. Witkowski dribbles down that sideline as he worked his way past Zumbrennan. He'll take it all the way to the baseline. Pass through the lane. Going to be loose. Storm trying to pick up. And they do. They come up with it. Now on the run here is Whaling. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Joe Bile. The official has a discussion with them. So Grand Island Senior High has the turnover. And South will maintain possession here. Beal almost was able to make the play to get the ball back. Here, Zumbrennan's going to drive, and he's fouled on his way to the basket. And that will be another foul here. Marshall Choll is called for the foul. That'll be his second. And to the free throw line for a couple is going to be Zumbrennan. So Brandon's first free throw is up and good. And Zumbrennan, a 70% free throw shooter. 22-17, Elkhorn South now with a 5-point lead. Second free throw by Zumbrennan is up, and it is good. So Zumbrennan now with 4 points in the game. Very balanced scoring here for Elkhorn South. They've got five players who have scored somewhere between 3 and 6 points. Right on Senior High with a long pass. That's going to be a turnover. Elkhorn South brings it up ahead. They'll get it in the hands of Matt Thomas. Thomas working against a little pressure here by Roberg. They'll work it around the perimeter. Penetration by the Islanders and an extra step. That was forced by Tanner Shuck. Shuck basically pinned the ball to his chest and forced South to take an extra step with the basketball. That was nice defensive play there by Shuck. 4:36 to go here before halftime, 23-17. Grand Island Senior High down by 6, but on the run here is going to be Shuck. Shuck's going to float in the lane, takes it all the way up, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and Seth Roberg is heading to the line after he was fouled. So Roberg with a pretty strong effort there, coming up with a basketball, hit on the arm. And the foul is going to be on Hardy, and that'll be his second foul. So the free throw is up and good for Roberg. And it's now 23-18. 5-point lead here for Elkhorn South. Grand Island Senior High led most of the first quarter. South has led most of the second. Second free throw rolls around and is good. So here comes a storm in the offensive zone. 19-0 on the season. Thomas will slow it down. He's picked up man-to-man by Roberg. Top of the circle. Driving here is going to be Thomas. Thomas elevates. Shot no good. Offensive rebound is pulled down here by Albers. Albers finds a backdoor cutter and is able to get it to Trueblood. And Tommy Trueblood will score. So Tommy Trueblood is able to lay that one up and in. And that was a good pass after the offensive rebound. Allman will kick left wing here for Seth Roberg. Roberg gives it top of the circle. Shuck. Shuck's pass deflected, but Roberg's able to track it down. They'll reset the offense, giving it to Wadalewski. They'll give it off here now for Allman. Allman stops from the elbow, kicking it. Nice ball movement, kicking around the perimeter. And the three-pointer is up and good for Seth Roberg. So Roberg, as they work the ball around, is able to stroke it in. So nice job there by Roberg. Then a turnover on the other end on the run here. A foul is going to be called as the Islanders come up with a basketball. Wadalewicz is able to come up with a basketball on the essentially the steal. And now he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. And the first one is up and good. With 3:23 to go before halftime, it's now 25-23. The Islanders cut the lead down to one. After the foul was called on Albers, that'll be his second. And the free throw will not fall on the second shot. South is able to snag the rebound as Albers comes up with it. Albers will set a screen as they work the ball around the perimeter. Now Albers has it. He enters it on the inside here for Tommy Trueblood. Tommy Trueblood will take it off glass. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Troll Bio. So Allman will help work it around the perimeter here for the Islanders. Penetration by Wadalewski, and he'll turn the ball over. That'll be a Grand Island Senior High turnover. On the run is a storm. Nice ball fake in transition. Shot won't fall, but an offensive rebound here for Matt Thomas. And Thomas will put the shot up, and I think the foul came with the shot, so the bucket is going to count. So Thomas with an offensive rebound. And now he'll go to line to try to finish off a 3-point play here. 4-point lead now for South. as the foul is just the first here on Seth Roberg in the game. So Thomas's free throw is up and good. So he finishes off the three-point play, and it's 28-23. 2:40 to go here before halftime. On the bounce is going to be Witkowski. Witkowski nearly had it stolen away. Good hands by Thomas, but he couldn't finish the steal. And now top of the circle, Pierce Allman has it. Allman gives it on the left wing for Roberg. Back around the perimeter, top of the circle, there's Wodolewicz. And a little spin move, kick out here for Roberg. Penetration, and we're going to have a block that's called before the shot. Witkowski got the shot off, but they were going to say he was blocked before that, so it'll be a 1-1. So Zumbrunnen called for the foul. That's going to be his second. There have been 10 fouls called against Elkhorn South, excuse me, against Grand Island Senior High. That's the seventh for the Storm. So the 1-1 and the front end of the 1-1 is missed. Entry pass inside, and good strong drive there by Aaron Hardy. Hardy, when he went up high to make that catch, was then able to lay it off the glass with some soft hands. So a lot of hard work to get the basketball and then soft hands once he got it. And we're going to call timeout. Timeout here for the Islanders with a minute 52 to go. They're going to take a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. They trail at 30-23, but the Islanders will inbound it. We come back after this.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. Don't forget that our presenting sponsors include Home Federal Bank of Grand Island. Today, tomorrow, together, build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC. Islanders lose the basketball. It goes out of bounds, so that'll be a South nice defensive play for South and another Islander turnover here. As they pressured the inbound, so that timeout did not work out the way Jeff Hofelt was hoping for here for Grand Island Senior High. Kick into the corner on the baseline. Penetration here by Carlos. Carlos will kick it out. Now a jump stop, turnaround jumper by Matt Thomas is short. Offensive rebound here by Hardy. And around the perimeter we go as they pass it. They'll kick into the corner. There's going to be Carlos. He thought about the three, but they'll keep working it around. Thomas now gives left side. Albers is going to drive, and a bounce pass through the lane is going to go off the leg of Joel Beal. So South will inbound after Beal made a pretty good defensive play. You can see how much Matt Thomas hustles because he wears knee pads because he knows he's going to slide. Entry pass inside for Albers. Albers is able to pass it in underneath, and the bucket's going to be up and good for Aaron Hardy. Good extra pass inside there. And give an assist to Albers as Hardy is able to hit that point blank. Final minute of the first half, 32-23. Islanders are down by 9 and nearly thrown away, but good hustle there for Wodolewicz, who comes up with it. He'll kick right side. Allman is going to fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and the bucket is good for Witkowski. Ben Witkowski is able to make the putback after the missed three-pointer. In the lane, ball knocked loose. Steal here by Witkowski. Witkowski has a man back. Nice pass inside, but Wodolewicz couldn't handle the pass, and the Islanders turn the ball over. And that's unfortunate because that was a pretty darn good play there by Witkowski, making the steal and then the bounce pass. But it caught his teammate by surprise, and that'll be an Islander turnover. 32-25, 29 seconds to go. And slowly, and I do mean slowly, walking up with the basketball is going to be Matt Thomas. Thomas, no pressure on, takes about 8 seconds to walk to midcourt. Now he'll kick into the left side here for True Blood, and he'll get the ball back and reset the offense. Thomas has it. A little pressure being put on here by Witkowski. And Thomas has it, picks up his dribble, We'll now give it off on the left side for True Blood. 5 seconds left. True Blood on the baseline. Gives it off of a screen. Three-pointer by Zumbrennan. No good. And the rebound by South at the buzzer, but they don't have any time to do anything with the basketball as Zumbrennan will end the first half by pulling down the rebound, but that will do it. Elkhorn South has a 7-point lead as they head to the locker room. Grand Island Senior High has some work to do here in the second half. They trail it 32-25. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Again, a hard-fought first half here, but the Islanders find themselves trailing at 32-25 as undefeated Elkhorn South has that 7-point advantage. And we mentioned it before, they are one of the top teams in Class B. They're number one in a couple of different rating services at a perfect 19-0. And again, they won at Nebraska City last night, 80-40. So after that game, they drove back to Elkhorn, spent the night in Elkhorn, and then had to be back here in time for a 12:30 game in Grand Island. So they're kind of getting a tour of the state just a little bit as they are really not showing any ill effects here in the first half. They had a bit of a sluggish start, but now they lead at intermission 32-25. Elsewhere, earlier today here from the Heartland Hoops Classic, a game you heard right here on ESPN beginning at 9 a.m., Overton came from behind, and they won it 41-38 over Sutton. That was a nice win here for the Eagles, 41-38. The second game, pretty much in control of High Plains. They win it 52-42 over Freeman. And game number three right now, Elkhorn South with the lead over Grand Island Senior High, 32-25. Following this game, it'll be Wahoo Newman taking on Grand Island Northwest at 2:15. That'll be followed by Norfolk Catholic taking on Donovan Trumbull at 4 o'clock right here on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Our final three games will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And those final three games will have Southern Valley taking on Grand Island Central Catholic at 5:45. That'll be followed by Norfolk taking on Kearney High. And then Denver East takes on Omaha Central, scheduled for a 9:15 tip. And again, that game will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, as will Norfolk Catholic and GICC playing host here to Southern Valley here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Once again, our halftime score, it's Elkhorn South with a 32-25 lead over Grand Island Senior High. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers from the first half. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're at halftime where Elkhorn South has a 32-25 lead over Grand Island Senior High, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and the business, we'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's take a look at some of the comparisons of the statistics team-wise. Unofficially shooting from the field here in the first half, Elkhorn South is 12 of 27. Grand Island Senior High, 8 of 17, so that's pretty solid effort in terms of a shooting percentage. Rebounding, Elkhorn South with a slight advantage, 12 to 11. But really one of the differences here in the ball game is 10 turnovers for Grand Island Senior High, only 5 for Elkhorn South here in the first half. And that's in part, that's one of the reasons why Elkhorn South here leads it 32 to 25 at intermission. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin first of all for the Islanders, who are the home team on the scoreboard. They're being led so far by Ben Witkowski. He's got 7 points. Pierce Almond with 6. Seth Roberg, 5. Joel Beal has 4. And Trevor Wadalewski has 3 points here at intermission. Leading the rebounding barrage here is going to be Jacob Morrow. Morrow with 4 points. Hasn't scored yet, but he has played a pretty good basketball game. He's played some nice defense, and he does have 4 rebounds here for the Islanders. So his effort certainly worth mentioning here in the first half. For Elkhorn South, who, as we mentioned, leads at 32 to 25. Very balanced scoring. Matt Thomas leading the way with 8. Josh Albers has 6. Johnny Trueblood with 4. J.J. Zumbrennan with 4. Aaron Hardy with 4. Justin Costello with 3. And Tommy Trueblood also with 2 points. Chad Carlos has also contributed 1 point here. Leading rebounder will be Josh Albers. Albers has 4 points here at intermission. Once again, your halftime score, it's Elkhorn South with a 32-25 lead over Grand Island Senior High. And we'll have the second half. And we'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
As you start the second half, Elkhorn South has the basketball here as they'll work around the perimeter. They lead it 32-25. And again, they find a backdoor cut, and it's going to be laid up and in. Sneaking in that back door is going to be Aaron Hardy. And Hardy with the bucket here for South. So nice little play there for Hardy. And now the inside pass. That's a pretty good look here for the Islanders as they get it inside for Michelle Chole. And Chole will lay it up and in. But again, answering right back here for the Storm is going to be Johnny Trueblood. Forgot their mascot for just a moment. So again, we're just kind of swapping baskets right now. And again, why not? Another good stroke here for the Islanders as a good hit from the outside. In for Witkowski. So Witkowski with the two. And it's now 36-29. And we're going to have a blocking foul called inside here on one of the big men for the Islanders. And so in a little foul trouble here is going to be Michelle Chole. And that is going to be his fourth foul. So he's got four. And as a result, Johnny Trueblood's going to go to the free throw line. And he's going to shoot two. His first one is good. And it's 37-29, Elkhorn South with the lead. And again, the foul trouble here, pretty good factor for Grand Island Senior High as Chole has four fouls. Second free throw is also good. So the lead nine here for Elkhorn South. Islanders have the basketball, though. And on the dribble is going to be Shuck. Shuck will kick it out. Allman will fire a three. It's no good. And Shuck tried to make the save as it goes out of bounds. And he ran out of room. He stepped on the baseline. He saved the ball, but he'd already been out of bounds by stepping on the baseline. So that'll be Elkhorn South basketball. Storm lead it with 6:25 to go here in the third quarter, 38-29. And they just have not shown any signs that they're going to let Grand Island Senior High come back in the basketball game. They kick out. A little penetration here by Zumbrennan. Zumbrennan, he's going to dish into the corner. Three-pointer, no good. And finally coming up with a rebound is going to be Witkowski. So Witkowski is able to end the possession here. And jumper on the right side, up and good. Three-pointer, good for Shuck. As Shuck will stroke in the three. Essentially secondary break. Now cut that lead down to six. That's good news here for the Islanders. On the penetration is Thomas on the inside. Loses the basketball. Coming up with it is going to be Witkowski. Witkowski with the dribble. Will now reset the offense. Handing it out here to Shuck. Shuck hit the three-pointer a moment ago, so they respect his ability to shoot. They give it off on the left side. Three-pointer no good for Almond. And the rebound will be taken out of there by Albers. Albers will give it off. Drive here by Thomas. Thomas shots no good. Rebounded by Beal and pass up ahead. Spin move here by Almond, and Almond will head to the free throw line as he was fouled. So Almond gets that long outlet pass. Zumbrennan going to be whistled for the foul, and Almond will step to the line and shoot a couple. Stops the clock. with 5:15 to go, and the free throw is up and good for Almond. Almond now with 7 points in the game. And we got a timeout here for Elkhorn South. They call the timeout. They lead it 38-33 with 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Second free throw is no good here for Almond. Rebounded by Elkhorn South, but their long outlet pass now is going to be intercepted. So South turns it over after they get the rebound. And so the Islanders right back in business. They're down by five. They've got the rock as Almond has it. And he'll bounce it to the left wing here for Morrow. Morrow penetrates, kicks left side. Ball fake, drive by Witkowski. His jumper is a little bit strong. And nothing but blue jerseys there to pull down the rebound. It's Trueblood who's able to reel it in here. So South looking at that man-to-man defense. We'll kick it out. Top of the circle, Michael Cardell will drive a little bit. He'll kick it back out. Now they give it off here for Thomas, and Thomas will hit the three. Nice ball movement by South, and Matt Thomas will stroke it in here for Elkhorn South, and it's an 8-point advantage with 4:24 to go here in the third quarter. Again, the Islanders have made a couple of runs at him. Shucks got it. Top of the circle, facing man-to-man. No-look pass into the corner to Witkowski. Witkowski is going to get it on the baseline here for Joel Beal. Beal, nice ball fake, takes it off glass. That's a strong post move, and he'll score. So Beal is able to get the defender out of position with a pretty good pivot and moving the basketball, and just got himself open enough for that baseline jumper. Speaking of baseline jumpers, on that baseline, Matt Thomas will score from about 6 feet away. Islanders went for the steal, and he just dribbled to that open area, getting closer to the basket, and hit a 6-foot jumper over the top of the defense. On the dribble, here is Almond. Almond, fadeaway three, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Whalen for Elkhorn South. And the ball is going to be knocked loose, trying to get the outlet pass is Pierce Almond, and he was able to deflect it, but wasn't able to finish off the steal. Don't forget on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, not only will we have the last three games here of the Heartland Hoops Classic on the day, but also coming up here in probably about a half hour or so, we'll have coverage of district wrestling, the D district that's taking place today in Amherst. That'll be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. We'll give and go. Whaling will get the basketball on the baseline. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Takes it off glass and scores. And now in transition, answering right back is going to be Wadaleski, who gets it in transition. So nice little play on the inside as they get it inside here as Albers has it. Now they'll work it here top of the circle with the ball. Is going to be Justin Costello. Kicks in the corner, three-pointer. A little bit too strong here for Thomas. Thomas missed it, but Carlos pulls down the rebound, and now we're going to have a foul whistled on Grand Island Senior High with the penetration. Strong drive here by Whaling. So Whaling will go to the line shooting two, and they're having a discussion with the scorers table here on exactly what's going on. And they're discussing who the foul's on, I believe. In any event, to the free throw line is going to be Whaling. And the back of the iron, it's no good. They've given the foul for the Islanders to Roberg, and that's going to be his second. And the second free throw is no good. So he missed both of them. Whaling missed both of them. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Wadalevich. He'll set a screen as he passes on the right side here. Roberg has a nice pass inside for Chobio, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Nice pass inside. And the foul is going to be on Whaling. That'll be his first. The Beals free throw is no good. So that means the score remains 45-37. 8-point lead here for Elkhorn South with 2:26 to go in the third quarter, and that second free throw is good. So Beal now has 7 points here for the Islanders. Elkhorn South on the dribble. That's going to be Cardell. Excuse me, it's going to be Thomas, rather. Thomas gets it in the lane. Post-up move here by Whaling. Whaling shot's no good and rebounded by Beal. Nice rebound there by Beal. Pass around the perimeter on the baseline. Looking inside, it's going to be Wanilewicz. He'll stop at the elbow, and they have it held up. That's a good defensive play by Whaling. And Whaling will move the possession arrow and give Elkhorn South the basketball. And a little discussion here as Jeff Hofelt might have felt that that was a reach. He reached in, but I just don't think he touched anything besides the basketball. Doesn't mean you don't work the officials a little bit. Justin Costello checked in the ball game. He'll help inbound it. Give it to Albers. South has it and a carry. Johnny Trueblood's been kind of dancing on that line the entire game in terms of nearly carrying the ball, but he'll be called for the carry here. And now be a turnover. Long outlet pass for the Islanders on the inbounds. They get it to Roberg. Roberg passes in underneath and a bucket's good for Beal. So nice play there as Roberg has it, makes that nice pass to Beal. Driving on the baseline here is going to be Costello. Costello shut off, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Zumbrennan gives it away. Quick pass on the inside, backing in, kicking it out is going to be Hardy. And Hardy was in there for too long. He spent too much time in the lane, a three-second violation on Elkhorn South. Storm still lead it, 45-40 with a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. The Islanders doing a good job. They just offensively weren't in sync in the early stages of the third quarter, but they've been able to just kind of keep battling and scratching, fighting and clawing, and they're still in this one. Witkowski will dribble a little bit, kick out left side for Lane Ewing, and Ewing will set a screen after he kicks it back out here for Wanilewicz, and that'll be Elkhorn South steal as the Islanders turn it over. So Elkhorn South has it, 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. Strong drive through the lane. Shot by Trueblood is no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Witkowski. So Witkowski has the rebound. They're working on the inside. Quick jumper up, no good. Rebound here for Albers. Albers pulls down the bound. And with 30 seconds left, Elkhorn South is going to work the clock just a little bit. They wouldn't mind having the final possession of the quarter here. The Islanders are in a man-to-man, in a zone right now, and they're going to allow them to work the clock for that final shot. Now they'll pressure it a little bit, and we're going to have a reach called on Witkowski. Witkowski kind of felt like maybe he had an angle there to make the steal, but instead he made the foul. That's going to be his second foul. That's only three as a team here on the Islanders in the second half. Only two have been called against Elkhorn South. So both teams doing a nice job of not reaching and keeping those feet moving. So Storm inbounded. Albers is going to throw it in the backcourt here for Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood brings it across the timeline. We've got 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. He'll break down the defense. He'll spin, bounce pass on that baseline, a little ball flake. Beal blocked the shot. It's being tipped around. Offensive rebound shot is up and good at the buzzer. Coming up with a rebound is Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood shot over the top of the defense. And just like that, Elkhorn South is able to add to their lead at the buzzer. They lead it 47-40, and we'll start the fourth quarter right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale. Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle. So we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you. Like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Possession arrow pointing to Grand Island, so the Islanders will have it to start the fourth quarter. They trail it 47-40. And they'll inbound the ball to Tanner Shuck. Shuck brings across the timeline. Elkhorn South going man-to-man. And I think they stopped the action here, as I think we see some blood on the jersey of Tanner Shuck, I believe. On that, no, they don't, because they're not taking them out. They're not dealing with it. So in any event, whatever we stop for, we no longer have to stop for it. And the Islanders will get the basketball. Shuck will reset the offense here. And top of the circle, Broberg looks inside. Now Allman's got it. Allman working against some pressure here by Trueblood. Allman has it. They double-team him a little bit. Screen was set over there by Beal, and they try to bounce it out for Beal. It goes off of his hands. And that'll be an Islander turnover. Trying a little pick and roll there. But something was wrong with the angle there, and Beal was the last to touch it as it went off of his fingertips. So the Storm very quickly work around the perimeter. They skip it now on that left side. Penetration here by Albers. Albers will take it off glass and score. Great drive there by Josh Albers, as Albers now has 8 in the ball game. Thomas with 13, Trueblood with 10 here for Elkhorn South. Stopping on the baseline is Allman. He'll kick the ball back out for Morrow. Morrow gives it off on a handoff here to Shuck. Shuck thought about a 3 top of the key. Now Beal will set a screen after Roberg's got the basketball. They give it for Beal, and now Beal is fouled on his way to the basket. He'll shoot 2. Got the ball down low. Wasn't exactly a full drive, but it also wasn't just a simple post move either, as he took one good power dribble on the way to the basket, and he's hit on the arm. And that'll be the third foul of the game here on Albers, and Beal hits the first of 2 free throws. So 49-41, senior high trailing Elkhorn South by 8. Now make it 7 because Beal has hit the second free throw as well. So he scores twice from the line. And it's 49-42. And off here to Albers. Albers kicks right side. Open for 3 is going to be Zumbrennan. Zumbrennan's 3 is off the mark. And that long rebound taken out by Roberg and the Islanders. Pass on the left side. Knocked away. It's going to be a steal here by Aaron Hardy. Passes up ahead. Left-handed layup. Good for Elkhorn South. Zumbrennan, after coming up with the basketball, comes up with the basket on the other end. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds here as they try to enter it inside for Beal. It's going to go off the hands of Hardy. So the Islanders will maintain the possession with 6:21 to go in the basketball game. They are down by 9. 6:21 to go, 51-42. Off a screen, they'll get it to Allman, top of the circle. He'll drive on the baseline, shot no good. Rebound out of there by Hardy, but Hardy's outlet pass is stolen away, and now Allman will fire a 3. It's no good, and it's going to be off of one of the Islanders and out of bounds. So the rebound not really controlled by anybody, but Elkhorn South will have the basketball now. Albers to toss it in, facing full court pressure. 5-second count's going on. He gets it in just in time, and then we're going to have a reach called on Roberg. So Roberg going to be called for the foul here. That's going to be his 3rd. And for the Islanders as a team, that is now their 4th. They've got 4. Elkhorn South has 3. So we're still a ways away from either team shooting a 1-1. Cross timeline. Here is Matt Thomas. Thomas gives it away. They'll kick it off right side for Zumbrennan, and Zumbrennan is fouled. And that will be on Jacob Morrow. Second personal foul, 15. So Morrow going to be called for the foul. Driving in the lane, a little floater up. Good. That's a strong float there by Matt Thomas. And Thomas lays it up and in here for Elkhorn South. So Thomas will make it now an 11-point lead for Elkhorn South, 53-42. On the baseline, Allman shot, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Morrow. Morrow's shot won't fall. And now we got an 8 foul on the long outlet pass. Morrow had the offensive rebound, but then it was dribbled out of there after his miss by Matt Thomas. And now another foul whistled on the Islanders. That one is going to go against Allman. That's now 6 as a team, so this will be the final inbounds after a foul as Matt Thomas will get it. He's working against a little pressure here by Witkowski. And he'll give it off to Thomas. Thomas will drive, shot no good. Offensive rebound for Hardy. Hardy's shot won't fall. And then pulling down the rebound is going to be Witkowski, and we do have a foul called on the inside. And Shuck is going to be called for the hold there. Ball was loose, but going up with it was Josh Albers. So Albers is going to be shooting a couple of shots here. I wasn't sure if they're going to call him for going over the back or not. In any event, he was held as he tried to put up the shot, and his first free throw was no good. Score remains 53-42. 5:17 to go here, fourth quarter. And the free throw is up and good, so Elkhorn South adds to their lead. They're up by a dozen. And Witkowski brings across the timeline here for the Islanders. He's picked up there by Zumbrennan. Zumbrennan still putting pretty good pressure on. Cholbeil now gets it on the baseline. We're going to have a foul on the body. Yeah, that's going to go on Aaron Hardy for Elkhorn South. That's going to be his third. That's only 4 as a team here in the second half against Elkhorn South. So to toss it in here is going to be Shuck. Shuck gives it for Beal. Beal gives it back to Shuck, who's got it now top of the circle. And they'll give it back out here for Witkowski. Witkowski gives it right side, Pierce Allman. Allman is picked up there man-to-man by Thomas. And now the lob pass in for Beal. Beal's able to track it down, does a great job keeping his feet. Great bounce pass. It's going to be laid up and in by Shuck. Beal with a great pass, and Shuck is able to lay it up and in. That'll make it a 10-point game here. And we're going to have a pushing foul whistled on Elkhorn South, creating a little space with kind of a stiff arm as Matt Thomas, just as he got the pass to him. So that'll be an offensive push. And so Elkhorn South will give up possession of the ball here. Still time for the Islanders with 4.5 to go, trailing at 54-44. On that right side, off of a screen, Tanner Shuck's got it. He'll kick it to the elbow to Lane Ewing, who checked in during that stoppage. Top of the circle, Allman. Allman, again, wherever he goes, Johnny Trueblood is right with him. Allman, pass on that right side, goes off the hands of Ewing, and that'll be a senior high turnover. .411 to go here in our first game of the afternoon here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. 8 games on the day, 2 finals. This is our third game. Around the perimeter, a little penetration now here by Trueblood. Trueblood's going to kick it clear into the corner, and resetting the offense here is going to be Matt Thomas. Up by 10, I think Elkhorn South is going to be pretty patient with the basketball here. They're not looking for the, they're not playing keep away necessarily, but now they'll drive. Shot's no good, and they're going to call a foul on Lane Ewing. And I'll tell you what, Ewing was in pretty good shape there. Had they not called a foul, I don't think too many people would have barked. I'm just saying. Ewing caught for the foul, and now we've got a timeout before the free throws. With 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's Elkhorn South 54, Grand Island Senior High 44. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation, but we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for what whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Elkhorn South with a 54-44 lead here over Grand Island Senior High. And presenting sponsors of the Heartland Hoops Classic include Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at all their inventory of over 400 vehicles. BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers. To the free throw line here for Elkhorn South is going to be Chauncey Trueblood. Trueblood is going to have a couple of free throws, and Trueblood on the season is a 62% free throw shooter. And he bends the knees. Free throw is a little bit short. And it is no good. Couldn't quite get it over the top of the rim there. Rolled around a little bit, but only about half the ball got over the rim. Second free throw, back of the iron and no good. But the rebound is tipped out into the hands. Coming up with it is Trueblood, and Trueblood took an extra step. So he had it. But thanks to some pressure on the inside by Beal, he took an extra step with it. So the Islanders have the basketball. They'll toss it in here for Lane Ewing. Ewing facing some pressure, but he's able to get it to Witkowski. And Witkowski, with no pressure, is across the timeline. They're trying to get that first trap, and if they can't get it, they're dropping back on defense. No look pass in the corner. Witkowski has it. He'll kick it out here for Ewing. Around the perimeter we go are the Islanders off of a screen. They get it to Witkowski. He's going to fire a three. It's no good, and the rebound taken out of there by South, and Thomas, after pulling down the rebound, is fouled. Got the pass off, but Chuck's going to be called for the foul here. So Thomas to the line for a 1-and-1. This will be the final 1-and-1, as that's now 9 team fouls. Whistled against the Islanders, and the free throw is up and good. So Thomas will make it an 11-point lead. And Matt Thomas, 84% free throw shooter, and this free throw is good as well. As a team, the Storm are 69% free throw shooters. That's pretty good in the high school level. Quick pass up ahead and off the hands of the Islanders. There'll be a turnover. Tracking it down and saving it was Shuck, but into the hands of South, and now Grand Island's going to commit the foul, trying to stop the clock here. You got to try to make the steal, and if you can't make the steal, then you got to stop the clock, and Beal is called for the foul. Second on him, 10 as a team. And now Matt Thomas, as we mentioned, shooting over 80% on the season, is shooting twice. And his free throw, back the iron and no good. So bragging about the free throw shooter gives that jinx that we've come to know so well over the years. And the second free throw here is good. 57-44, 13-point lead here for Elkhorn South with a little bit less than 3 minutes to go. Grand Island Senior High will work it off on that right side. Ewing's going to kick it out. Good look at a three here for Shuck. It will not fall, and rebounded by Albers. Albers pulls down the rebound, and again, that pressure being put on by Senior High. But handling it is Zumbrennan. Zumbrennan's across the timeline, kicks left wing for Thomas. Thomas is going to direct traffic as Witkowski picks up the pressure. They'll give it off here for Albers on the baseline. Backdoor cut, layup, good for Tommy Trueblood. So Tommy Trueblood will kick in a couple more points here on the effort. He's got 4 in the game. And Elkhorn South with a 15-point lead. This is their largest lead of the game with 2:13 to go. Witkowski lost the ball. He'll hand the ball back off here for Ewing. Ewing, he turns it over. And here come the Storm on the run. Up ahead in front of everybody, laying it up and in is going to be Johnny Trueblood. And that will give them a 17-point lead and a timeout taken here by the Islanders. They trail it 61-44 with a minute 58 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Well, it appears Alcorn South more than likely is picking up their 20th win of the season. They're leading it right now 61-44 over Grand Island Senior High. As the Storm showing why they are rated number one in Class B. Islanders inbound the basketball to Witkowski. Still be a nice win here for South playing in this facility, in this venue, and also being a Class A team. Pierce will kick it back around the perimeter, giving it to Witkowski. Little flip on the inside. Ball is loose, and yeah, they're going to call that Grand Island Senior High for the turnover. Looked to me that it was pinned onto his hand, and then when he landed with it, that was a walk, and that's exactly what the officials had as well. Elkhorn South fakes the long pass, but Albers will make the short pass to Zumbrennan. Zumbrennan brings it across the timeline. He'll dribble through some pressure, hands it off now for Thomas. Thomas will work the clock a little bit as we're in the final minute and a half to go. And back around the perimeter, Thomas gets the ball back. He'll back in. He'll kick it out here for Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood off for Zumbrennan. Ball fake as they get it to Albers. Albers will penetrate, kick it back out. There's a couple of shots that they could have taken that they've passed on here because they're up by 17 in the final minute and a half, and a foul on the way to the basket. Thomas had it. They cleared out everything for him. He was fouled well before he put up the shot, but it's more than 10 team fouls against the Islanders, so it's still going to result in two free throws here for Matt Thomas. And the foul was whistled on the Islanders' Pierce Allman. And the free throw is no good here for Thomas. Thomas, 18 points in the ball game. Make it 19 as he does make the second free throw. Easily point getter for either team. Final minute, 62-44. Elkhorn South with the lead here over Grand Island Senior High. And a nice spin move here for the Islanders, but Morrow's shot will not fall. And coming out with the rebound here is going to be Thomas. So Thomas comes up with it. And we'll work it back around the perimeter. 43 seconds left. And the steal. Nice play there defensively by Pierce Allman, and Allman's going to lay it up and in. So Allman with the steal and then able to lay it up and in on that right side, uncontested. Good defense will get you a lot of points. And Allman conspiring with Witkowski to try to make the steal. Witkowski knocked the ball loose but wasn't able to track it down as it goes out of bounds. So 23 seconds to go. The Islanders not giving up here. They're down by 16 still, but they're still pressuring the basketball, and there's going to be a reach that's called here on Witkowski. They're actually going to call it a block. They could have called either one. In any event, it's going to result in a couple of free throws on the other end of the court here for Matt Thomas. And now Grand Island Senior High will bring in some kids that haven't come off the bench yet. And the first free throw is up and good. Checking into the game is going to be Blaine Morrow, Braden Root, Demetrius Lanier, and I think that was just the three that came in. Witkowski's still out there. And at the free throw line, as we mentioned before, Matt Thomas. Thomas's free throw is up and good. So Thomas will now make it 64-46. Pulling up for the jumper here is going to be Witkowski. Witkowski's three is no good. And coming out with the rebound, slowing it down is going to be Johnny Trueblood. Trueblood will just dribble around a little bit. The final 3 seconds ticking off the clock here. And your final score, it's Elkhorn South 64, Grand Island Senior High 46. The Storm are now 20-0 on the season. Grand Island falls to 4-15. They'll be back in action as they travel to Hastings on Tuesday to take on the Tigers. Once again, your final 64-46. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the final numbers as we'll be back with the Nisco Sports postgame report right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Our first three games are in the books as our final here is Elkhorn South with a 64-46 win. As here's what's happened so far today. Overton over Sutton, 41-38. High Plains defeated Freeman 52-42, and now Elkhorn South with a 64-46 win over the Islanders. The Islanders, as we mentioned, now fall to 4-15 on the season. This is the MISCO Sports postgame report. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And overall team statistics here for you. Elkhorn South shooting the basketball was 23 of 43. So they shot over 50%. Grand Island Senior High was 16 of 39. And three-point shooting, Elkhorn South was 2 of 8, while Grand Island Senior High was 4 of 14. Rebounding edge goes to Elkhorn South. 31 to 23 was the margin I had there. And Grand Island turned the ball over 23 times compared to only 12 turnovers here for Elkhorn South. So 23 turnovers a factor in the game here as the Islanders fall 64 to 46. Checking the numbers for the Islanders, leading the way for them in terms of scoring is Joel Beal. He finished with 11 points. He's the only Islander in double digits. Pierce Allman had 9. Ben Witkowski with 9. Tanner Shuck, 5. Trevor Wadalevich with 5. And Seth Roberg with 5. And Michelle Chole finished with 2 points on the night. Again, they shot about 41% from the field, did the Islanders. And again, their next action will be Tuesday as they travel to Hastings to take on the Tigers. For Elkhorn South, who remains undefeated, they're now 20-0 on the year. They were led by Matt Thomas, who finished with 21 points. Johnny Trueblood with a dozen. Josh Albers had 9. J.J. Zumbrennan with 6. Aaron Hardy with 6. Tommy Trueblood with 4. Justin Costello with 3. John Whaling with 2. And Chad Carlos, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He finished with 1 point on the night. Pretty good afternoon of rebounding here for Josh Albers. Albers unofficially finished with 9 rebounds. Johnny Trueblood with 7 here for the Storm. And again, they were 23 of 43 shooting the basketball, so right at 54% on the game. They shot 25% from behind the arc. And from the free throw line, they were 16 of 27, so they got themselves to the free throw line quite a bit as well, as they remain undefeated on the season with a 64-46 win over Grand Island Senior High. Their next action will be against their crosstown rival as they'll take on Elkhorn, who's only 6-11 on the year, and they'll be battling them on it'll be Thursday night as they'll host Elkhorn, as they are now 20-0 on the season and certainly have a very open path to get through their district and get through undefeated heading to the boys state basketball tournament as they remain undefeated here 64-46 with the win over Grand Island Senior High. Coming up next, and they're starting the warm up right now, but Bishop Newman will be taking on Northwest, as we'll have that game for you. It's scheduled for a 2:15 tip, so we're still about 24 minutes away from having the starting introductions going on here between Bishop Newman and Northwest. Once again, our final, it's Grand Island Senior High falling to Elkhorn South by a final of 64-46. We'll be back with Newman and Northwest for a 2:15 tip-off right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll be back with coverage of that game in about 20 minutes.